Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk today in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities throughout the country. No group has claimed responsibility, but police say it is similar to attacks carried out by Islamic militants. More than 40 people have been killed in such attacks over the past 3 years. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terror attacks in Tel Aviv, which killed 4, wounded 5 others. Police captured the man on Wednesday in Yada, on Thursday that is, in Yada, that's a West Bank town. Isaac Herzog is chairman of the Israeli Labor Party and leader of the opposition, speaking to reporters in Tel Aviv.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle, and that's why we are here in Sarona to show that life continues as usual and we will not give up and we will never be deterred by terror.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the Wednesday attack a savage murder. U.S. spokesman said Washington supports Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's statement denouncing the attacks on civilians, but said it's deeply troubled by a statement from the militant Palestinian group Hamas celebrating the shootings. Just months before a significant reduction in U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan, President Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military to help local forces combat the Taliban. The plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary and give the U.S. forces more flexibility. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, President Obama has endorsed presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. That story now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
For more than a year now,
President Obama wasted little time in throwing his support behind Hillary Clinton. It came in the form of a video put out by the Clinton campaign.
I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done.
The video was released shortly after Obama held a lengthy meeting with Clinton rival Bernie Sanders at the White House. Sanders told reporters he plans to meet with Clinton in the near future, and he sounded an optimistic note about Democrats coming together to face presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. Trump issued his reaction on Twitter, invoking his favorite description of Clinton as Crooked Hillary. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of people from all faiths and walks of life attended a traditional Muslim funeral Thursday for Muhammad Ali. Boxing legend who was known by billions around the world died last week at the age of 74 after a long fight against Parkinson's disease. Ali's service was held in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, where today he will be remembered again at a public interfaith memorial service. Australian and Malaysian investigators are eager to examine what may be debris from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that went missing en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing 2 years ago. Aircraft carried 239 passengers and crew when it disappeared in March of 2014. An Australian man, Samuel Armstrong, found the debris on Kangaroo Island just off the coast of South Australian state.
Just stumbled across the piece of what I presume to be aircraft, I guess, and then thought about planes that had gone down and wondered where it could have come from. I've found fruit along this coastline that's from overseas. It could have been dropped off boats, but stuff travels a long way.
Officials believe Flight 370 crashed at sea, but might not have been able to find the main undercarriage wreckage. There's been an earthquake in western Nicaragua, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake. There was no immediate reports of casualties. Epicenter 17 kilometers east of the town of Puerto Morazan. And scientists are saying that the monstrous El Nino weather pattern is dead. Now La Nina will be replacing El Nino. La Nina brings with it often rain for Australia, Southeast Asia, cooler temperatures for Africa, Asia, South America, and Canada. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.